So today on this edition of Does Pat Get It, where I, Pat, look into the middle of a comic series to see if I can pull together whatever the hell is going on in the current issue, I'm looking at Giant Days, number 28, published by Boom Box, written and created by John Allison, and art by Max Sarin. So after looking at the finales of series, it's time to jump back into the true middle of a series. The story follows that of three roommates, Daisy, who is in a hard relationship with a foreigner named Ingrid, Esther, a writer and a Mrs. Adams look-alike, and Susie, a nurse who has recently taken up night shifts at the local hospital. This issue focuses more on the tenuous relationship between that of Daisy and Ingrid, while also looking into the strange sounds that are outside late at night. The situation gets so chaotic they call McGraw, a locksmith and friend, with a very fashionable mustache, I might add, who immediately rushes over to help them, armed with a baguette. With everyone exhausted, McGraw stays over for the night to keep everyone feeling safe. As Daisy drifts to sleep, we can see McGraw and Susie getting rather chummy on the couch. The next night, when the noises go on once again, Daisy and Esther run over and open the garage, finding one of their landlords, Tony, farming chinchillas inside the garage due to the other landlord, Sandy, loving ferrets. Susie makes a deal with Tony to not call the authorities if they are allowed to play with the chinchillas all night long. Subsequently, the noises have stopped and Daisy has since calmed down and gotten more attached to Ingrid, I think. Well, I'm actually surprised I enjoy this one. Normally, I avoid the slice of life and or roommate dramas as I prefer more of an action or risk in the plot. But thanks to Tim throwing this one in my face, metaphorically and physically, I'm glad he did. The art reminds me a bit of the overdone Cal art style, Steven Universe or Star vs. the Force Season, but it is done with its own take, and refreshes it by thinning areas out where cartoons nowadays rounds it out. The story I feared would be a bunch of one-off vignettes, like that of a TV sitcom where the events occur and are never mentioned again as everything returns to a status quo. However, I can see that certain elements have been leading up to this, such as Daisy and Ingrid's relationship starting to boil over into heated arguments, to the very subtle part of Susie cozying up to McGraw. All in all, I highly recommend this series, and I will be keeping up with it. And if any of you want to ask me any questions or give me any recommendations for certain series, you can follow me on my Twitter handle, @ask_DPGI.